With news from Aspen Public Radio, I'm Molly Dove. Both Eagle and Garfield counties reported an increase in COVID-19 cases yesterday. Garfield County is reporting 40 new positive COVID cases in the last week, which officials called a significant uptick. A quarter of the county's total cases since the pandemic have been diagnosed since June 15th. Eagle County's health department is also reporting a cluster of 11 COVID-19 cases among young people in the Roaring Fork Valley. Both counties are encouraging people to continue public health protocols to avoid continued spread of the virus. The Trump administration extended a freeze on green cards and put a hold on a variety of temporary work visas this week. Among the permits suspended until at least January, J-1 visas, which brings hundreds of seasonal employees to the Valley every year. Alex Hager has the details.
The visas are described as a means of cultural exchange. Here in the Valley, businesses in the tourism industry often use them to employ young foreigners for work in restaurants and shops. There were nearly 900 J-1 visa holders working in Aspen, Snowmass, and Glenwood Springs last year. The order from the Trump administration also puts a hold on H-1B visas, often used by U.S. technology companies. President Trump said the measure is designed to free up jobs for Americans during times of high unemployment. I'm Alex Hager, Aspen Public Radio News.
As Colorado begins to reopen some businesses, restaurant owners say the pandemic could force them to close for good. Nearly 100 days ago, Governor Jared Polis closed restaurants around the state because of the coronavirus outbreak. Bars and restaurants will soon be allowed to serve more people, but that might not help places that are struggling. Sonia Riggs is the president of the Colorado Restaurant Association. She says many are having to turn customers away.
56% of restaurants are saying under current capacity limits, they'll consider closing permanently in less than 3 months. So it's a scary number.
New rules will soon allow some restaurants to serve up to 100 people at a time. Governor Jared Polis has signed more bills in response to the coronavirus pandemic and its impacts on local businesses. Scott Franz has more.
One bill creates a $20 million loan program for businesses with fewer than 25 employees. Speaking at a small brewery in downtown Denver, Polis said businesses that missed out on federal loans are the top priority for the state funds.
That the Paycheck Protection Program wasn't able to fill all the holes. Some businesses, and particularly maybe minority-owned businesses and other small businesses that didn't have banking relationships, weren't able to participate.
A separate loan program is being created for businesses with less than 100 employees. It will have more than $200 million available over the next 2 years. I'm Scott Franz in Denver.
Buskers are taking over corners of Willits and downtown Basalt as part of Wednesday Night Live, which kicks off tonight. Arts and culture reporter Kirsten Dobroth has more.
Local comedians, street performers, magicians, and musicians will hit the streets for Basalt's new Wednesday Night Live event, which is set to run each week throughout mid-August. Ryan Honey is the executive director of the arts campus at Willits, which is putting on the series with the town of Basalt and the Basalt Chamber of Commerce.
Looking backwards to look forward, right? Busking's been around forever. People have been putting out a hat and entertaining folks in the streets. And we're looking at 3 to 4 performers in Willits and 3 to 4 performers in Basalt.
He says the idea is to help local performers struggling due to COVID-19. Spectators can patronize local businesses while they wander between entertainers and practice social distancing. The event starts at 5:30 tonight. Kirsten Dobroth, Edlis Neeson Arts and Culture Desk.
A new survey shows that depression is worsening across the nation and our region during the pandemic. The Mountain West News Bureau's Madeline Beck reports.
Researchers at Harvard, Rutgers, Northeastern, and Northwestern universities did the survey, and they found that more than 27% of people in the U.S. are exhibiting symptoms of moderate to severe depression. That's more than 3 times the rate before the pandemic. Roy Perlis is a co-author and a Harvard Medical School professor. He says depression is significantly worsening in all demographics. And beyond that?
Among the depression symptoms we ask about are thoughts of suicide or thoughts of being better off dead. And those rates are up too. Not as high as with depression, but those rates are up too.
Historically, Idaho has some of the nation's highest suicide rates. And according to this survey, it now has the highest rates of reported depression in the Mountain West. More than 28% of people there have symptoms. Other states in our region have much lower rates, though. Perla says that correlates with how much the pandemic has affected their daily lives. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Madeline Beck.
In Colorado, a quarter of those who participated in the survey reported having symptoms of moderate to severe depression. That's lower than the current national rate during the pandemic, but far higher than before COVID-19. I'm Ollie Dove, Aspen Public Radio News.